Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
The question I want us to consider on the program today is, what is the mission of the local church? When you consider the work of various churches today, we see them involved in all kinds of activities. For example, one church in Minnesota sponsored an art exhibit for the local high school students. Also, a church in New York opened a fitness facility as a way to serve the community and make a little money to help them pay the bills during these rough economic times. Also, the work of many churches emphasizes the social, physical, and entertainment needs of a community. They have become welfare agencies. They have gotten into health care. They have become social and recreational centers. Now, many would say that works like these are exactly the kind of works that churches ought to be doing. But as they continue to investigate what churches are doing, they eventually find churches doing things that they don't like. For example, a church in Texas made the news because of a large sign they were displaying to express their opposition to the new immigration law in Arizona. I suspect that at least the people on the other side of this issue might object. They might even say that churches should not be doing this kind of thing. And then there's the church in Massachusetts that has begun a new monthly worship service for dogs, which include a special blessing for the dogs who attend. Well, I think even a lot of dog lovers would be uncomfortable with this idea. And then I think our list should certainly include that church that gives away $1,000 to one lucky attendee each week. I think some would say, if you're going to go that far, why not just give them money to attend? My point is, all of us are going to find some church doing something that will cause us to pause and say, I just don't think that's what churches are supposed to do. Which brings us to a very basic, fundamental question. What is the church, and what is the true mission of the church? Obviously, all will agree that we cannot make the church into whatever we want it to be. The church cannot just do anything we decide to do. So how do we decide what is and is not appropriate? Everyone draws the line somewhere, but the question is, how do we decide where the line should be drawn? It is important to emphasize that this really isn't a question that we get to answer. It's not a question that a council of men can come together, debate, and resolve. There's only one who has the right to decide what the church is and what its mission is. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church." You see, this is Jesus' church. He is the head of the church, and the church is to be subject to him. Ephesians 5, verses 23 and 24. Jesus Christ is the only one who has the right to say who we are and what we should do. Well, what does Jesus say is the mission of his church? Well, as we read through the New Testament scriptures, we learn that the church is not a social welfare agency, but rather the church is in the soul-saving business. You know, much of our religious world has this backwards. It seems that some churches have become social welfare agencies while the saving of souls is a secondary effort. They primarily address the physical and social needs of the community. You know, there are hungry people in the world, so churches have made it their mission to provide soup kitchens and food pantries. There are people who need clothing, so churches have made it their business to open discount clothing stores. People need health care, so churches have made it their business to operate hospitals. And the list goes on, as we have seen. Evidently, many have decided if the community needs it, the church ought to provide it. But we find nothing in the New Testament scriptures about the church in the first century serving as a social relief agency for all of the needy in the community. Now, certainly there were needy people at that time. In fact, their plight would have been even more different than people today who have the benefit of government agencies to help them. You see, if Jesus wanted the church to do this kind of work, this would have been the time for it. And yet there is nothing in the New Testament about the churches serving the community in this way. The primary work of churches in the New Testament was to save souls and to prepare them for heaven. Jesus our Lord desires that the gospel be preached to the whole creation, Mark 16, verse 15. And the early disciples were consumed with this work. In Acts 8 and verse 4, we read that the disciples that were scattered from Jerusalem because of persecution went everywhere preaching the word. Read also at Acts 11, verses 19 to 21. It was the work of churches to support these efforts. They supported this work with their prayers, Colossians 4, verses 2 through 4. They provided financial support for those men who devoted their lives to this work. The church in Philippi had fellowship in the furtherance of the gospel by supporting Paul in the preaching of that gospel. Read Philippians 1, verse 5, and also chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Also in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, it says that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Well, one way the local church upholds the truth is by preaching it. Every local church of Christ on earth is obligated to do the work of evangelism according to its abilities and opportunities. The church is to be out there saving souls through the preaching of the gospel. This is a mission the Lord has given His church. And the church also has the responsibility to edify its members and to keep the saved saved. The edification of the church was the purpose of Christ giving some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Ephesians 4 verse 11. Now we do not have living apostles and prophets in the church today, but that doesn't mean we do not have apostles and prophets. You see, we have them in their writings in the New Testament scriptures. And then there are evangelists, pastors, and teachers in the church today that the Lord has provided. Well, why did He give them? Well, He goes on to say in verses 12 to 13 here in Ephesians 4, it was for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, it is God's will for each Christian to grow and to become more like Christ. The Lord has equipped the local church with what it needs to do this work. It says in verse 16 of this passage, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And so the church is to be building up its members to be more like Christ. This is a mission that the Lord has given His church. Now, there was benevolent work done by churches, but this was limited. It only involved assisting needy brethren during times of crisis. In every case where we read of the local church assisting those who had physical needs, it was always helping needy saints within the church. We read phrases such as the ministering to the saints in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 4 and chapter 9 verse 1, and also contribution for the poor among the saints, Romans 15 verse 26. And so the church ministered to the saints in their benevolent work. And so when it came to churches helping the physical needy, this is all we find, churches assisting needy Christians in times of special crisis. And so New Testament churches were not in the business of trying to relieve every need of man. They were in the business of addressing man's greatest need, and that is his salvation from sin. Now let me add that I do not wish to minimize the importance of helping those who need food, clothing, and shelter. The needy in our community certainly need to be helped. In fact, individual disciples, as members of a community, should be helping the less fortunate. Read Galatians 6 and verse 10. But we're not talking about what individual disciples are supposed to do. We're talking about a group of disciples who have banded together as a church. What is the mission of the local church? And as we have seen, it is the most important work being done in the community, the work of rescuing lost souls. The local church cannot afford to be distracted from this most important work by getting involved in social welfare work. Let me illustrate. You know, schools exist to educate children. This is their purpose. So what would you think if your child's school decided to open a health clinic for the needy in the community? Money would be taken from the school budget to pay for doctors and medical supplies. Teachers would be taken from the classroom to help register patients and handle billing issues. One period out of each day, students will be used to stock supplies, move equipment, and clean up. Well, would this be okay with you? I can hear the objections already. Schools don't have enough money as it is. You can't take more away. Kids are there to be educated, not to stock supplies. But doesn't the community need health clinics? Yes, but the schools already have an important purpose. Let the schools do their thing and let someone else open and run health clinics. Just because something is needed does not mean that every organization should do it. Now, can we see how this same principle applies to the church? The church has an important work given to it by its head, the most important work, that is saving souls. We must let the church just do the important work Jesus gave it. Individual Christians and other community organizations can be busy addressing these other needs, but the church is not a social relief agency for the community. And also, the church is not a community center for its members. Some churches have as their purpose to be the social and recreational center of their members' lives. If the members need a good place to work out in the morning, then the church opens a fitness center. If they need help with weight loss or money management, then the church offers classes. If they want the kids to have a place to play basketball, then the church builds a gymnasium. But as we've already shown, the local church in the first century was in the business of promoting the spiritual growth of its members. The church worked together to help each other grow to become more like Christ. As part of this effort, they came together for worship and edification, Hebrews 10, verses 23 to 25. They practiced church discipline to rescue those who were drifting from Jesus. Read 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 6 and verses 14 and 15. Again, what we see in the New Testament is the church involved in the most important work. There is value in having ball teams and weight loss classes. We as individuals should provide that for our families. But these do not begin to compare with the important work of growing to be like Jesus and staying on the path that leads to heaven. It is to this more important work that churches should be dedicated. Now, we have plenty of options when it comes to satisfying our social and recreational needs. The point we're making today is let's leave the church to do the vital work God gave it to do. And that is the work of helping people go to heaven. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program, or of any of our Bible Talk broadcast, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.